Back in 1932, I was called before the athletic council and told that they were disbanding rowing at the University of Wisconsin and that I was out of a job. Naturally, this was quite a shock to me. However, upon learning that the football budget was $166,000 and they had only taken in $91,000 that year, it was quite understandable. I talked it over with the members of the crew squad that I could contact at that time, and they said, "Mike, for God's sake, don't let them kick rowing out of the university, because if it ever gets out, it will never get back again." I told them that I would do everything in my power to keep it going. I drove up to Portage to see Dan Grady, who was president at that time of the Board of Regents, and told him the story. And he said, "No, by gosh, they've had crew here since 1890, and as far as I'm concerned, it's going to stay here. Now what can we do to keep it going?" I told him I would do anything that I was capable of, and he said, "Well, let me look into it. Maybe we can work it out on an intramural basis." So then I went back to Madison and told the boys of my interview with Dan Grady. He called me back to Portage and said that he felt that they could get it working on an intramural basis, and how much could I work for? I told him my financial situation, that my rent was $85 a month, and that I had some money in the bank, and that I would be willing to stick around as long as it lasted. He asked me if I could work for $125 a month, and I said yes, but I'd have to get rid of the boat rigger, and the boys and I'd have to do all the work on the shells. He said, "I am sure that I can get them to accept this proposition if you could work for $125 a month." So we went along on that basis. The budget for rowing was $125 a year. The final agreement was that during the period that I was on this basis, should the athletic department make a profit, and in case I needed some money, I was to apply for it, and that if they could give it to me, they would. So at the end of 2 years, I thought I would test them, because Billy Aspinall, who was in the finance end of it, told me that they had a profit of $2,000. So I went back and asked them for $200. This was turned down at the behest of Fat Spears, the football coach, because he said they needed the $2,000 to build bleachers on the stadium. They didn't need those bleachers any more than I did. They couldn't even fill the stadium at that period as it was. So I didn't get the $200. Thereupon, I wrote out my resignation, and I showed it to Dr. Walter Meanwell, who was one of the triumvirate of athletic directors along with Fat Spears and Tom Jones at that time. Walter took it from me, tore it up, and threw it in the wastebasket and said, "Mike, this triumvirate is going to end shortly, and I'm going to be the new director of athletics. And as long as I am, you've got a job." I told him that as far as I was concerned, I had had it. So I turned around and made out another resignation to Professor Phillips, which was accepted by the Athletic Council. And in my resignation, I recommended that Ralph Fun be made rowing coach in the interim, which he was. And I presume that he was hired at $125 a month, the same salary that I was getting. So my money ran out, and I got myself a job with the Carnation Company.